If you know it, sing with me. If not, look it up on your phone real fast. And beautiful Star of Bethlehem, let's sing that song and stand with me. And let's just sing that song together. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, oh, shine upon us until the glory. Give us thy light to light the way into the land, a perfect day. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful Star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountain till the break of dawn. Oh, and into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful Star, till the glory dawn, and givest thy light to light the way unto the land, a perfect day. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, let's sing the last verse. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, beautiful Star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed, yonder in glory with the crown is won. For Jesus is now that star divine, oh, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Hallelujah. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way unto the land, a perfect day. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 60. Don't be seated yet. Turn in your Bibles, Isaiah chapter 60. Thank you, musicians, for your help. Thank you, Sister Rebecca, for leading us into the presence of the Lord. The kids' choir did an awesome job, didn't they? Good song, great, great worship. I love it when they sing. Amen. Isaiah chapter 60, we're going to read two verses, and then I'll read some more to you after you sit down. Isaiah chapter 60, it says, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and tell him, arise and shine. You can be seated this morning. You probably came in here expecting Luke chapter 2 or Matthew chapter 2, and I just probably blew your mind right there, didn't I, not reading it? But this passage here, Isaiah 60, is about light. Amen. How many of you like light? I'm thankful that Jesus is the light of the world. Can I hear an amen? And he talked about darkness here in Isaiah chapter 60. It's talking about there's going to be darkness. Let me read to you a few verses from Isaiah 59 just to show you how dark it was in Israel when Isaiah prophesied to God's people. He said in Isaiah 59 verse 8, "The way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment." That sounds pretty dark, doesn't it? It's pretty dark. It's possible to be in a dark place. But Isaiah 60 tells us, even if we're in a place of darkness, it's possible to arise and shine. Praise God. The light is going to come. You know, how many of you turned on a light switch this morning? Anybody? It's pretty cool here on our phones. I hope it works right now. But I have an app right here that I can just go in here and hit this button. And look, isn't that pretty awesome? That's pretty cool. I just turned off all the lights, but I can push it again. Please don't play a trick on us now. And the lights come on. That's pretty amazing. I turned on the switch, but the power was already run to the lights, all right? Now, I didn't run the power to the lights. Some other place did that. A company, the electric company, they have a grid somewhere, maybe inside the city limits, maybe outside the city. I don't know what grid supplies us the power, but they already have the current running to the place. I just have to flip on the switch. And until I flip on the switch, it's pretty dark. You come in here in the night, it's really dark and creepy, all right? It is. But as soon as I turn the switch on, the light's already at the switch. I just need to flip it on there and the light shines. Church, you might have come in here, somebody walking in darkness, but the light comes from a source that's greater than you and greater than your problem. All you have to do is, in a symbolic way, is flip the switch. He's already shining the light. You just got to get in the right place for the light to shine in your life. Now, how do I flip the switch? Well, one of the ways is you just need to open your heart to Jesus. Amen. Open your heart to his word. Lift up your eyes to him, and all of a sudden things get a little brighter. Amen. The light's already run. The darkness might be present, but Jesus is shining. Can I hear an amen? That light source exists beyond this universe. His light shines among us, praise God. So even if you came here walking in darkness, whether it was the darkness of sin or the darkness of your situation, Jesus is the light. I just got a few points here. We're going to pray. First thing I want to talk to you about is we need the light. Amen. We need the light. See, we can try all we want to make things about us light all on our own. We can try to put all the pieces together. We can try to make things look clearer. We can try to make things right in our own strength, but we can't do it without His light. We need the light. John 8 and 12 says that Jesus spoke unto them and said, I am the light of the world. He that follows after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We read in the book of Revelation that there is no need for the sun in heaven. Why? Because He is the light. Glory to God. Even one of the messianic prophecies, we've said it many times here in the last few weeks, but those that walk in darkness have seen a great light. Why? Because Jesus is the light. Praise the Lord. Why do we need that light? Well, we were born in darkness. We were born in sin. We were born away from the Father. And ever since Adam and Eve partook of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, sin and darkness has been a legitimate threat to every man, woman, boy, and girl. It's created separation from us and God. See, that separation is darkness. It is evil. Darkness, it also causes a lack of understanding. Many people will not see the truth because they've been blinded by the darkness. Are you with me this morning? Darkness also is a lack of good. You walk around this world at Christmas time, it seems like people are more inclined to do good things and good works, maybe have a little bit of a better attitude, but most often you can look around this world and see a lack of good and a consumption of evil. There's so much darkness in the world because of sin. We need the light. And the only way out of the darkness is to follow the light. The only way you and I can escape evil is to follow Jesus. Can I hear an amen? The only way, I know we're going to be touched by this world. I know we're going to have situations arise. And there will be dark seasons, no doubt, in our lives. But if we follow the light, amen, even the darkness will be light about us. I'm getting ahead of myself this morning. We need the light, not only because of sin and being born into darkness, but we need light to illuminate our pathway to freedom. I can't remember what song we sang this morning, but it's maybe the one the kids sang about freedom and redeemed, praise the Lord. And then we talked about chains shall be broken in O holy night. And then we talked about singing holy because of our freedom and redemption. There at the end of that worship service there, see, light has illuminated our pathway to freedom. You know why that's so significant? Because you can't make yourself free. Do you know that? You cannot set yourself free. Only Jesus can. Thomas Edison tried so many ways to make a light bulb. And he failed so many times, but finally he got the formula just right, got the connections perfect, and made a light bulb. It just took getting things connected in the right order. Amen. Church, until you get connected to Him, you're going to walk in darkness. But if you can walk with Jesus, you can find freedom and walk in life. We need the light because light brings life. Did you know without the sun, plants and vegetation cannot grow. Photosynthesis cannot happen. Light brings life. Light gives power. Have you driven through Indiana recently and seen the solar farms there? Have you seen that? I think it's down 70, maybe. I don't remember. But there's solar farms out in Texas. You can drive into the country and where crops used to be, they have solar panels for acres and acres of property. Why? They are catching the sun. They're catching the light and providing power. Come on, somebody. And providing power. The sun, the light, will give you power. One thing about those solar panels, it's another sermon for another day, but those solar panels move in the direction of the sun. It's pretty awesome. They've got it where they will follow the path of the sun from day to day. Why? To capture as much light as they can, because they need more power. Amen, church. The only way we can have power in this hour is if we'll follow the lights. Light brings peace. We've talked about it many times. How that light, when you're in darkness, there's fear, there's anguish, there's anxiety. But when the light comes on, there is a peace that passes all understanding. And you know this light, we need him to guide the way. And one of these days, he's going to guide us all the way home. Can I hear an amen? So we need the light. And church, listen, I've got good news. Jesus is the light. Second thing, the light causes us to arise. Amen. The light, the one who is the light, I should say, causes us to arise. Look at that command there in Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine. Why? Because your light is come. Amen. How do I get up? Well, my light is here. Praise the Lord. Amen. The light is come. When you wake up in the morning, many of you wake up, some of you do, before the sun rises. But sometimes it takes that light peeking through the blinds to wake us up. And when that light comes up, we realize, man, I better get up. Church, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You don't need to stay in darkness any longer. You need to get up because the light is here. See, that language there lends us that point that when the light shines, we can and should get up. The bad state the people of God were in, prophecy given here. You're in a dark place. You're in a place where truth is thrown away, where justice and truth and equity is pushed aside, where people treat others with hatred and strife, where nobody's looking to God. And God still says, even in that season, I'm going to bring a light into your life. Hallelujah. And you're going to rise up out of that darkness. But when you're in a place of darkness, that bad state that Israel was in was going to bring them to a place of hopelessness, of pain and suffering. And they thought there's no way out. Like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said, in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. But what did he say later? I hear a better noise. Amen. He said, I heard the bells. Well, I don't hear any bells right now, but I see the light. Glory to God. And I know you came in here thinking I'm always defeated. I'm always bowed down. I don't have victory. I'm struggling day in and day out. Well, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory has come in. Ooh, hallelujah. I better slow it down. You remember one of the plagues that God sent Egypt was a darkness that could be felt. It was actually a painful darkness. Have you ever been there in your life? Anybody? Come on, let's be real this morning. You've been in a place where you could feel the darkness. I'm not just talking about just the evil presence. I'm talking about you just felt the pain of the struggle, of the depression, of the sickness. There's a lot of dangers that lurk in the darkness. How many of you ever stubbed your toe in the darkness? Come on now. When I come out of this office here, and if the sun's down, you know, it's kind of a scary place, you know, and I'm always afraid I'm going to walk into that pillar or walk into that wall. The other night, we after playing volleyball, Brother Wesley texted me and said, hey, there's a light on in the hallway there. Just wanted you to know. And I said, okay, I'll take care of it. And I went over there and turned off the light. And when I did that, it was dark, all right? And so, well, first thing that happened, that light was on way back in the hallway, but I must have shut the door. And when I walked in this door, I tripped over. I walked into that pew right there. And I was like, my goodness. Then when I was walking out, I tripped over the step, and I thought, wow. And I'd already prepared this sermon. I thought, well, God's just giving me an illustration. Amen. there's painful things that happen in the dark. They say that in the state of Alaska, when they come to that season of that time of year when it's mostly dark up there in that state, that there's an increase in depression and even suicide. And the most likely cause, they say, is because of the decrease in the amount of sunlight that those people get. Your body needs light. Your physical man, your mental man, it needs light. See, when darkness is increased, your body creates more melatonin, which is the sleep hormone. I know there's more scientific things that go on there, but your body increases the output of melatonin, which wants you to go to sleep. And then when you're in the light, though, your body creates serotonin, which is the hormone that makes you want to work until the day is done. Praise the Lord. Church, when you get in darkness, your spiritual man struggles. Your mental attitude, it weakens. Your strength even can go away from you because of the darkness. When you're in a spiritual dark place, you find discouragement and doubt. You begin to question everything about God. Everything you know is true. Your mind is subject to deception. You find destruction, and you find reasons to expect destruction when you're in darkness. And that's where the people of God were going to be. Isaiah said, you're going to be in a dark place. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to doubt. You're going to doubt that you're even God's people. You're going to struggle, and it's going to be dark. And some of them were in darkness because of their own sin. Some of them would go into captivity because they made bad choices. But church, do you know there was a lot of people in that captivity that still believed in Jehovah and still did right and still trusted God, yet they were carried away along with those into a place of darkness, and it wasn't their fault they got there, yet still they were impacted. Don't you get impacted by the world around you? You get weary, you get bad diagnosis, you struggle with things, your mind wanders to places it shouldn't, and you find yourself in darkness. But church, amen, even if you feel it and you see destruction, lift up your head, hallelujah, because God said the light and the glory is going to shine and you're going to arise. Why? Because he is the light. John McCain, he said when he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, he said that his captors would tie his arms behind his back and then loop the rope around his neck and pull him down, his head down to his ankles, and leave him there with his head between his knees throughout the night, tied up, and just to torture him and cause him pain and suffering. He said one night a guard came into his cell and put his lips to his finger, telling him just to be quiet. And that guard loosened the ropes of John McCain there in the prison so he could find some relief from that pain. He said the next morning when that guard's shift ended, he walked back into my cell and tied the ropes tight again so nobody would know what he had done, and he walked out quietly. Well, a little while later, it came to be Christmas Day, about a month or so later, he said. And he said on Christmas Day, we were standing out in the courtyard in the dirt, and that same guard who helped me that one night approached me. He walked up and he stood silently beside me, and next to me, he drew with his sandaled foot a cross. Amen. He drew just a cross right there in that moment to let him know, I'm a Christian and I believe in Jesus. And he said there at Christmas Day, they didn't even say a word. He said, we just looked down in wonder, hallelujah, remembering the true light of Christmas. Church, amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You can now arise and shine because the light is come. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody this morning that light is coming. Can I hear an amen? But more than that, light is here, and you can rise and shine. Final point this morning is this. Because of him, we can't arise, but the darkness cannot stop the light from coming to us. Glory to God. I said, darkness cannot stop the light from coming to us. I had a book of short stories. They said they were true stories about Christmas. And it was, again, some soldiers who had been taken captive in the Vietnam War. And when they felt like it was about the time for Christmas Day, it was Christmas Eve in the prison camp, they said. And they all began singing, "Oh, come, all ye faithful. Oh, come, let us adore him." They said there in that prison cell, we sang, and the more we sang, the louder we sang. We kept singing. They said the guards started to try to tell us to be quiet and to shut us up. But the more they told us to be quiet, the louder we sang. Hallelujah. Until you couldn't hear the enemy saying, "Be quiet anymore." Why? Because the joy and the light had overpowered the darkness. Church, the enemy is strong. Don't get me wrong, but the light is stronger. Isaiah 59, we read several verses about how bad it was going to be. But if you fast forward to verse number 19 there in Isaiah 59, God gives them a promise. He says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Get this, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And right there after that, we go into chapter 60, where it says, arise and shine. Glory to God. So the enemy's going to come in like a flood. Darkness is going to come in heavy and fast. But arise and shine, because I'm going to raise up a standard of light against the enemy's darkness. Darkness cannot stop the light. One day we went hiking in the woods down in Texas, and we got there a little later in the day than we wanted to, so the sun was already setting. And if you've ever went through the woods at sunset, you know it gets dark pretty fast when the sun begins to get lower than the trees. And so we hurriedly tried to follow the pathway to get out of there. We wanted to get out of that darkness pretty fast, because you know when it starts to get dark, every noise makes you think you're about to get eaten by a coyote or a bear. And even though there weren't any bears there, but you just think even an armadillo might come and kill you. Amen. But there in the darkness, we hurried and got up. And I thought, while I was preparing this sermon, that must be a picture of what the enemy comes in like sometimes. Suddenly, it's darkness all around us, and we want to get out of there pretty quick. But the Lord said, just as quick as the enemy brings that darkness to you, I will raise up a standard and give you light. Psalm 139, the psalmist said, surely the darkness shall cover me, but even the night shall be light about me. Why? Because the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. What is he trying to say? That it doesn't matter if you're in the darkness. The light of Jesus can shine through. Amen. And when you're in a place that's dark, hold on a little while longer, because he's going to bring the light. The darkness will not prevail. David said, Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. What will you be confident in? David, why are you speaking of confidence? Because he is my light and my salvation, and nothing the enemy can bring against me can stop his light. Go back to Isaiah 60 and verse 2. Even in darkness, the glory of the Lord is going to shine through. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but my glory, he said, is still gonna arise. Hallelujah. If our music could come this morning. If you go back all the way to the book of Genesis, what was the first command that God gave in the book of Genesis? Let there be, and there was. That's pretty powerful. In darkness, God said, bring light. and there was light. Praise the Lord. But did you know that they say, I looked this up and I don't know what the exact numbers are, but they say in the Milky Way galaxy, there are still stars being formed every year. They say 7 stars at least a year, new stars appear in the Milky Way galaxy. They still discover something like 2.3 trillion stars beyond our galaxy on a yearly basis. I mean, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Just one word. God said, let there be light. And all these lights appeared. But light is still appearing. Come on, somebody. I said, light is still appearing. Yeah, you know, that's just coincidence. No, it isn't. Stars burst and they cease to light, but God still brings new stars on a daily basis to continue to give new light. With one word, light for thousands of years has continued to break forth into darkness and into your heart and into your life and situation. He is speaking light this morning, and he's going to bring light. Amen. He's going to bring light. Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude. Luke chapter 2, I told you we'd get there. Amen. Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. My friend, Brother Tim Webb, texted me this morning and sent me that scripture. And he said, that word host means army. Praise the Lord. Woo. He said, the angel army, they didn't come to wage war. They came to bring peace. Church, somebody listen to me. I know you've been struggling, but God didn't come to wage war with you. He came to bring peace to you. He came to bring light into your life. God's mad at me. No, he's not. God is here to bring you peace and bring you to it. Come on now. God's not mad that you made bad choices. God wants to give you grace and redemption in the middle of your bad choices. You didn't believe that, but it's true. But some of your choices, some of your darkness wasn't your choice. Amen. But cancer cannot stop the light. Right, Brother Steve? Right, Sister Mary? Cancer cannot stop the light. Come on, somebody. Depression cannot stop the light. Come on now. Anxiety cannot stop the light. Fear, Sister Katie, fear cannot stop the light. Come on now. Any diagnosis you might, dementia cannot stop the lights. Alzheimer's cannot, hallelujah, stop the lights. Death cannot stop the light. Every demon in hell cannot stop the light. Satan himself cannot stop the light. Church, nothing can stop the light. Your past can't stop it. Your sin can't stop it. His light is going to shine through. All you got to do is get connected to the power source this morning, and he can bring light into your life. Stand with me all across this house. Darkness has been defeated because Jesus won the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He said, I destroyed the works of the enemy openly. I destroyed every bondage to drugs, every bondage to pornography, every bondage to alcohol. I destroyed every sickness and disease. By my stripes, you are healed. I destroyed every ounce of what death can do to my people and to you. So here is what I say, church, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Amen. Brother Dallas, you beat cancer how many times? 3 times. Cancer can't stop the light. Come on now. Divorce. Come on. Ooh, that's a good one. Some of you people, you've been through some rough times in marriage. And it probably ended not a way you didn't want it to. But God can shine light. Amen. Into your heart and into your life. Some of you, you've had loved ones who have passed away here recently. Some of your friends, like Sister Diane passed away, Brother Gene Cantor, others. But the light can still shine in the middle of all of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The light's going to win. Arise and shine. Amen. Some of you that have lost your children prematurely. Amen. Some, your kids passed away in their teens, maybe in their early 20s, maybe some, even in their 40s and 50s. God can bring you light this time of year. Hallelujah. And give you peace. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Your light has come. Praise the Lord. I want to walk in the light. How about you? If there's anyone in here this morning that you've been walking in the darkness of sin, God's been speaking to you in this service, saying, let me shine through. Let me bring peace. Let me bring freedom. Today's your day. Amen. To content to not walk in darkness anymore, but to start walking in the light. You know what to do. You just got to admit you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And Jesus, ask Him to forgive you of your sin. And He can shine a light brighter than any light you've ever seen within your heart. I'm so glad I made that decision. Anybody else? This morning, you're glad you took Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you're here this morning, you haven't done that. When I call us to the altar today, right now is your time to give it all to the Lord and let His light dispel every part of darkness in your spirit and in your soul. He can do it and He will do it. But if there's anyone in here today, you are in a dark place and you need that light to shine, I want you to come right now. Come on. Hallelujah. You're in a dark place, a dark season. There's no judgment here. I've been in darkness myself many times and needed the light. If there's anyone in here right now, come. You just need that light to shine. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. If it's sin, come. If it's not sin, come. This is your moment to respond to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are the light. You are the light. Anybody? Anybody? Come. Respond right here in this moment. Jesus, I need your light to shine through in my darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. He's waiting on you right now. Jesus, I love you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, everyone that will come. Everyone that will come. Bring it to the Lord. Every bit of darkness, bring it to Him. Let the light shine among your hearts. Hallelujah. Lift up your head. Your light is here. Lift up your head. Your light is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name. Hopeless and broken, you are the only truth and the way. You are the light to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. You are the light to my heart and my soul. Darkness around me, you are the You are the only truth and the way.
Yes,
you are the light to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. Hopeless and broken, you are the only